We have a guest with us who helps kids fulfill their dream of going to college, going to vocational school. I have a dream, Los Angeles. They work with at-risk youth in their schools to help them get through high school and on to college or on to a vocational school. And we are joined by Deborah Fine, the CEO. You have created a pathway to the future for students.
We have certainly tried. We started in New York, and when a businessman went into his high school in Harlem, he found out that about 70% weren't going to graduate from high school at all. So he decided to offer all of them college scholarships if they graduated, and about 75% did because of that. And then the next program was brought out to Los Angeles about 30 years ago. So we work in Boyle Heights, Pasadena, Inglewood, South Central, Watts. And what we do is we adopt an entire grade level in elementary school. And it's a Title I school, so the households make under $20,000 a year, free lunches or reduced lunches. And we put our program coordinators in the classroom. And then they do after class schoolwork and mentoring. They go on college field trips twice a year, even in third grade. And what we found is by getting the parents involved and the siblings, there's a ripple effect, and the expectations at home are the same as the expectations at school. So it really helps. So we've graduated, we've worked with over 7,200 families at this point, and graduated well over 1,000 students.
Wow, that's incredible. And you call students dreamers, right?
We do call them dreamers. We do. So they're student dreamers.
This can be a life-changing path. You work with the parents as well. You were mentioning the parents. So it's the family that gets involved.
It's the whole family. We have found that the parents oftentimes go back and either get their GED or they get their college degree, sometimes even a master's, because they've seen that if their children can do it, that they can do it. It creates this ripple effect and brings up the entire community, which is exactly what we want to be able to do. Because if there's not a light, if there's not hope out there, then of course they're not going to be able to break the intergenerational poverty, and that is our goal. The dreamers come back to be alumni and to mentor the other, you know, students, and some of them come back and work for us. Some of them get married to each other, so it ends up being a whole family.
It's a circle. Yeah, they come back and they love what they do so much and love what you've done for them over the years that they want to pass it on. This encompasses life skills as well.
We do quite a bit of socio-emotional work. So we have MSWs on staff while they're interns, and they're at the site, so they can work with the trauma. If things are going on at home, it's going to be very hard for any student to be able to focus on schoolwork. So it's to help them through the things that they're going through and to teach them life skills and how to advocate for themselves, particularly when they're getting ready for college. It's daunting for any student to know who to go to, what professor to go see after office hours, during office hours, and the TA, teacher's assistant. So it's teaching them those life skills to be able to get a job and to have a fuller life.
Yeah, there's things that you need to know going into college, just how to navigate the system or a vocational school system, financial aid, learning about that, learning about writing essays to get into college. And I understand you had a program over the summer, right, working with kids.
We did. We have a summer program so they don't slide back. But what we're also doing is in October, we're going to have personal statement workshops, and we're asking for volunteers. So if people are interested in helping our high school seniors on a couple of Saturdays during October, we would love to have them sit down with the kids so they can start to tell their own story and find their own voice. as they're writing personal statements to go to UC schools or private schools.
Right, because you have to do that. You have to get essays in, right, sometimes when you're putting in the college applications. So this gives volunteers a chance also to work with the kids, and they get something out of it as well. They get to pass on their knowledge.
They do, and they can become mentors if they want to. Mm-hmm. So there's so many ways to get involved. They can come out as dream speakers, so to speak to an entire classroom of either 5th graders, 8th graders, 11th graders, 12th graders, and to talk about what it was like when they were growing up and how they chose their career. They can volunteer to do homework with them. They can become a mentor if that's what they feel they'd like to make a longer commitment to do. And that's being with the student one Saturday a month, mm-hmm. taking them to whether it's a beach or museum or anything that they want to do together. And we just find the kids that have the mentors are the ones that really see where they can end up.
It's one-on-one interaction, and that's really important. What are some of the field trips?
They go to Sequoia National Park.
Wow.
And stand by the hundreds of feet. Trees. They go to the aquarium. They go to the Holocaust Museum because mm-hmm. that's part of history. They go to La Brea Tar Pits. We take them all over. And many times it's also on Fun Fridays that if they've, there's always a carrot. So mm-hmm. if they do attend for the entire week, then there's some kind of a fun outing on a Friday.
And STEM activities, science, technology, engineering, math, those are so needed in many schools. You encourage students and you help them with those types of fields, the STEM fields, right?
We do. Actually, last year, the year before last, was so much fun for them. We went to a gaming company mm-hmm. called B-Spot. Mm-hmm. And they got to learn how to program, how to do online marketing, how to do graphics, how to do music. And so they went around in stations, and by the time they were done, they had a game. So they got to learn about all these different things that you in careers that you wouldn't think about doing. Many of them want to go into sports. Okay, well, if you're not going to be an NBA or NFL player or something else, what can you do to support a team? So it's learning about all the different things out there that you can do.
And you also have a school drive program going on for school supplies because those are needed as well.
We absolutely need school supplies for the kids. They need backpacks, notebooks, pencils, all of the basics, really. And then throughout the year, we need bus passes because some of the families are not able to get bus passes for the kids. And if they can't go back to and from school, mm-hmm. obviously they're not going to be able to stay in school. So we're doing a big drive for bus passes. Calculators, so scientific calculators, they're exceptionally expensive. But in the eighth grade, which that's one of the grade levels we have, that's what they need. And then our seniors will become, I guess, freshmen in college mm-hmm. by next fall. So any of the hygiene products, any of the things that you would think of that your own child or niece or nephew would use for college, those are all the things that we could use. Oh, and prom. Mm-hmm. So they will be going to senior prom this year. So any prom dresses, anything for the boys is always appreciated.
Yeah, that's a big day. Do you go into the schools? Do they come to you sometimes? How does that part work?
So we go into the schools themselves, and mm-hmm. we have an entire list of criteria that they do need to be Title I schools, mm-hmm. So under 20,000 average in household income and free reduced lunch. And we work with the superintendent. We have a memo of understanding with the district, and then we get classroom. We get a classroom, maybe two classrooms, to be able to hold the program after school. And then the teachers have us come in during the day so we know what they're working on with homework. And so we're in the schools. They make sure that we get the grades, and we can have the parent-teacher conferences there. Mm-hmm. So we love being at the site.
What's the best way for people to get supplies to you through this supply drive?
I think the best way to get supplies to us is to go to our website, mm-hmm. which is www.ihadla.org. And go to the donate page, and there's a special back-to-school form, and you can actually see what your dollars will be going for, whether it's supplies, healthy snacks, field trips, And you can deliver that way. We've had many people come to our office in Koreatown to drop off supplies. So if you have supplies, we can find a way to get them.
Got it. Okay. Just need the supplies and you will be able to get them to I Have a Dream Los Angeles. This is a wonderful program to help I Have a Dream LA, and over 30 years. So a lot of experience with how to help kids get to that place where they want to get to through vocational school, through college, through the activities, including sports. So it's kind of like a little bit of everything. We talked about life skills. It's everything.
You were saying, you know, that we also do a lot of sports, and we do. So our students love sports, and we've been very lucky. We started working with the Rams about 2 years ago, and now we're doing all kinds of programs with them. Going to the games, to be able to do community beautification. And I think we're even going to do a big graduation ceremony with all of our classes at the end of the year that the Rams are going to sponsor. And we do work with corporations as well. I personally would like to thank Subaru, because for them to highlight all these nonprofits is such a wonderful thing to do.
Yeah.
And we would love to work with them as well.
Go Rams, go Subaru. I Have a Dream LA.
I just want to say thank you to all of the listeners for the opportunity, and thank you for letting me come in and shine some light on what these kids are doing and achieving.
You are shining for them here, representing for them here. So thank you, Deborah.